This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's just a plain terrific idea to call me about whatever it is that's on your mind, and we'll chat about it. One of the things that we did last week, which I was a little nervous about, to be quite honest, is there was a map that they put up about what kind of swear words people used in different parts of the country. They defined swearing a great deal more liberally than I did, but it elicited the response from me of, okay, tell me about your favorite, but it has to be non-obscene, you know, this is the radio, swear word. For example, I've always thought your mother wears combat boots and wears and grows rutabaga underneath the front porch was always a great swear. Or like flying pig poop. I mean, I think that's kind of a cool swear. I mean, the point is anybody can use the obvious seven words of George Carlin. But, you know, what kind of ingenuity and creativity does that take? Nothing. Not to mention, Manny will beep us all. So do you have any particular favorite swear?
Like legitimate swear words?
Well, no, you can't use any of the seven. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. When you work in radio,
yeah,
cardinal rules obviously don't.
You can't
don't
use
swear
any of the seven.
Yeah. Don't. Yeah. Well, and don't swear near a microphone. So what happens is a lot of times, and me having worked in this industry, this business for about 8 years now, you know, you meet a lot of people and they.
I have no idea where this is going.
When the opportunity presents itself. That opportunity, of course, being when the microphone is off and people are off the air. You hope.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of words come out that obviously are not acceptable to come out when the microphone is on and open.
Now, would that be you or the people you work with?
That would be me, too. Not going to lie. I'm not going to front here.
All right.
So if I have a favorite one.
Well, I mean, look, everybody's got the same favorite bomb, right? I mean,
to be honest, that's not my favorite.
That's not your favorite. What's your favorite?
My favorite is probably the one below it, the S word.
Okay.
That's the one I use probably most frequently.
Okay. Now, that one actually has an interesting kind of sideline because, as I've mentioned, I worked on an archaeology dig in southern France at one point, and the French and the German both have equivalent words for our word. The French word is essentially like rats, and it has very little emotional content to it. Okay. The German word has more than our S word. So it really depends. It's a very culturally sensitive word. In France, it's nothing. In English, it's not. It's considered kind of tacky. And in German, it's a seriously bad word.
Hmm.
I also discovered, because my relationship with languages is somewhat tangential, I found quite accidentally that... that there's a word in Russian that basically means praise to God. I mean, that's what it means. But it's a seriously bad term in Russia, maybe because of communism and the fact that it was an atheistic country for a while. But I just sort of burbled it and people went, oh! I also had the same experience in Germany of saying what I thought the word, I was at Oktoberfest one year, and I said it was, you know, everybody was smacked but me, and the cops walked in, and I thought, oh, well, I'll show them how smart I am. I'll use the word for cops, and it turns out not to be cops. It was the word for Gestapo, which turns out not to be necessarily a very popular word in Germany. So, I mean, which is sort of one of those lessons that says that words have different meaning. The same word can have completely different weight depending on the language, depending on the culture that you speak it in. And I suppose the language as well. All right, so you don't have any kind of cool ones like you know, you have pig breath or anything like that. See, I always thought those are much more ingenious because, you know, first of all, they stop traffic, and that's kind of the point, it would seem to me. The problem is about using sort of ingenious swear words is they tend to make people, they will get people's attention much quicker than using one of the seven, but they tend to elicit as much laughter as anything else, which is maybe not necessarily a bad thing.
Well, one that I've always thought was funny was, one that's not obscene is, there's a broadcaster for the Chicago White Sox. Funny, we were just mentioning the Chicago White Sox at the end of the last hour, but
right.
Hawk Harrelson, he's been the White Sox play-by-play broadcaster for, gosh, I want to say over 30 years now. And so he's diehard. You know, when he's doing these broadcasts, he's a diehard in favor of the White Sox. So everything right. they do is great. Everything right. the other team does is terrible.
Right.
So sometimes at the end of a game or at the end of an inning where the White Sox, things don't go well for the White Sox, he'll scream out, "Daggummit!" And it's just, so ever since he's been doing that, that one's always kind of stood out and been kind of funny to me.
Well, I have two stories to tell you. First of all, one is that I knew Kenny Coleman, who was the voice of the Red Sox for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And he worked for the same station I did when I very first started. One of the nicest, kindest human beings you'll ever meet. And he took me aside one day and he said, look, understand that radio is a very intimate medium, that people watch television when they're around other people. When they listen to the radio, they're usually by themselves. And so you cannot be good one day and bad the next. You're much better. You have to be consistent. And I thought that was really great advice. But he was also the guy that decided that I was too stupid and somewhat naive to be in a dugout alone with Ted Williams. So when I did my Ted Williams interview, Kenny came with me. he held the tape recorder the whole time, which obviously I could have held my own tape recorder, but he felt like that I couldn't hold my own with Ted Williams. He was probably right. But and I guess the other thing is that in medical school, our hematology professor was a huge Red Sox fan. And so he would go to Red Sox games, and every once in a while, everybody who's a Red Sox fan hates umpires. I guess everybody who goes to ball games hates umpires. And so at one point, an umpire sort of had a call that he did not agree with. And so he screamed out, "I hope you get leukemia." Which I suppose if you're a hematologist, makes some sense, but it would seem to me.
Wow.
I know. Wow. I mean, I worry a little bit about sort of karma, you know, and you know, things like that. But so you don't like your mother wears combat boots? You don't think that's a good swear? Apparently not. And grows rutabaga under the front porch. Now, I remember that from when I was about, I don't know, 10 or 11 years old. I thought that was just a very cool swear. It takes a long time to get it out.
Yeah.
And by then you've probably forgotten what you're mad about. But all right, so let's hear what some hopefully we can help you guys be a little more creative in your swearing. If nothing else, I mean, a lot of people view swearing as a reasonable way of dealing, of venting anger and frustration. But I think, as Manny points out, you have to be careful when you're doing it and where you're doing it.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you, having been in broadcasting since God's dog was a puppy, the assumption that your mic is not on is a fatal assumption.
Yes, it is.
Never assume that because there are so many examples of people thinking that their mic was not on. And that was before the internet and before YouTube, because it will go viral. I mean, I guarantee you. And even before that, it was... There's a very famous broadcaster who thought his mic was off, who sort of was mouthing off about somebody. It's been played at Christmas parties for as long as I know. So, yeah, you have to be really careful about it.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear some non-obscene swears. We're going to help your creativity, folks.
We'll start with Irene. Irene says, basket. My Nana was from Prague, and it may have been the accent. But on the rare occasions when she said basket, you just knew what she meant. Basket equals the
hot damn or something.
I'll tell you during the break.
Are you good?
Because I'm not sure. It's kind of a gray area word. I don't know if I can say.
All right, we'll check it out. If you have if you want to call up and swear at me, you're welcome to do it, but it has to be none of the seven words. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we're being a little creative today of dealing. This was as a result of a map that was published on the Internet about the favorite swears of various parts of the country, which I decided I couldn't actually put up on our website because it had a bunch of the words that you're not allowed to use on radio. And while we weren't going to actually say them, Manny and I both have the sense that offending our listenership doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So I told you where the link was, and you could look it up if you wanted to. But that way, you know, I was sort of pointing you in the right direction, but not really taking responsibility for publishing the words. But it did encourage me to talk about inventive swearing, which I think, you know, makes a lot more sense. First of all, if you're really trying to get somebody's attention, the problem is you have to remember the more complicated things. The word basket was actually, Manny was following the basic dictum, which was we try really hard not to offend you guys any more than absolutely necessary. It refers to an out-of-wedlock person. All right,
yep.
the unpleasant term of it, which is actually not one of the seven words, but we decided to try not to offend people unnecessarily.
Just to play it safe.
Yeah, when in doubt, we really try and help, not make you guys uncomfortable or unhappy. I mean, I probably do that enough with the advice that I give you when you call up and want me to tell you that you're right and whoever's making you unhappy is completely wrong, and I don't. So I figure that probably uses up my quota of your tolerance. Figure might as well not fritter it away on something completely unnecessary. I was telling Maddie that this weekend I was around people who had a lot of dogs, and one of them was a very yippy dog. And somebody started screaming at him using the term SOB. And I said, well, that's accurate, except I think it's a female dog. For some reason, they were not all that enthusiastic about my interpretation. All right, the thing about swearing, right, is that they usually do it in a moment of pique. So sort of being controlled about it. It's probably one of the words, I mean, I must tell you, the F-bomb was one of the first words that I ever learned as, you know, I mean, and I used to say it, I don't think I really, it's not one of the words I use in anger for some unbeknownst reason. I suppose because when I learned it, I just thought it was so cool that if you said it to almost anybody, they would blush, especially the guys. And, you know, I was fairly young, as I said, when I went away to college, and the idea that you could sort of make somebody blush by a word that you didn't actually care about, and it was only a word and had a limited number of letters, like four. So I thought that was very cool. I'm not sure I've ever actually used that word in anger, which there are other words I've used in anger. I don't mean to suggest that I've never lost my temper or never sort of sworn, but that is not one of the words. The word that I find myself using the most, which I have to stop doing it. First of all, because the word itself is, I mean, without it, we would all die, you know, the words. But for some reason, sort of rude behavior, when it's hot, and you just think the functional equivalent of the word idiot, which is a little longer. Okay. you guys have all figured it out, right? She said that word? No, she didn't say it. She just alluded to it. All right, so let's hear some more non-obscene swear words.
Steve says, Jesus, Joseph, Mary.
Yeah, I've heard people do that before.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I think that's kind of skirting it a little bit, but I hear, you know. Well, and there are a lot of people who think, you know, I can remember someone saying that they thought growing up that God's last name was Mr. Dammit because they'd heard their parents say it so often. I don't know, I thought that was kind of... They said it, they weren't being facetious. They said it in all, you know, all legitimacy. What can I tell you? All right, keep going.
Teresa says, Gordon Bennett.
Gordon Bennett?
Yeah. Huh.
Who's Gordon Bennett?
I've never heard of the person who it may be.
Gordon, let me just see what happens when I Google Gordon Bennett. There's a Gordon Bennett menu, a Gordon Bennett bar, a Gordon Bennett award. Let's see who Gordon Bennett is. I suppose you could use any name, right?
Looks like an
exclamation. The meaning and origin of this saying. Apparently it's a saying.
An exclamation of surprise. I Googled it, and that's the first thing that popped up.
But I don't understand where it came from. Meanings and origin. Let's try this.
It's originally thought this expression refers to James Gordon Bennett. JGB was a real person. In fact, with expansiveness that is appropriate for this story. Two real people. The elder James Gordon Bennett was born. Immigrated to the U.S.
Well, isn't that cool? I mean, don't you love that? I mean,
yeah.
Can you imagine
becoming a journalist and founding the New York Herald in 1835? Bennett had a natural talent for journalism, and the paper flourished. An editorial in Harper's at the time expressed the opinion that it is impossible any longer to deny that the city's chief newspaper is the New York Herald. Other rivals, blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
Huh.
Gordon Bennett. I love that. Don't you?
Yeah.
Can you imagine people going around saying, Joy Brown? I think it's so cool.
Yeah.
Manny. There we go. All right, keep going. Gordon Bennett. I love that. I think that maybe I will try and substitute that for my A word. You Gordon Bennett, you. Gordon Bennett. Yeah, I'm going to try that. Okay, maybe I just do GB. I love that. Gordon Bennett. See, you guys, this is a great example of you guys always coming up with something that I never would have anticipated. I just, it's kind of like going to an off Broadway show and figuring out how deep the talent pool is. You guys just amaze me. Gordon Bennett. Okay, keep going. You can hear I'm just blown away by this.
We'll continue on with Jerry, and she says, shoot.
Yeah.
You have to be really
careful of your southern draw.
Yeah.
Or drat. Drat, actually, in Victorian times, was considered a serious swear. Egad. Egad is part of, it's something associated with God. So that was considered pretty borderline. But egad and drat. Darn, I must admit, darn has always seemed to me silly. That if you're going to be that upset, I don't think grown-ups say darn. They say damn when they say nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, personal opinion.
Or dang.
Dang. Well, dying, you know, dang at least has some charm to it. You know, I can see dang. All right, you get the phone and I'll talk about dang for a minute. My favorite so far is still Gordon Bennett. And, that was, I guess, one of the points that the map was pointing out, is that different regions have different swears. I still love your mother wears combat boots, but I guess no one else likes that. You can see I'm a compendium of things that don't make any sense to anybody else. I've shared with you that I wanted to call one of my books, Trust Your Neighbor and Tie Up Your Camel at Night. I have never, no matter what the subject of the book is, convinced an editor to let me use that. They think it doesn't make any sense. Lee, hang on. I promise not to swear at you, although if you want to swear at me, it just has to not be one of the seven words. Put you on as soon as we get back. 855-99-37569. Gordon Bennett. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com. Spelled SACROWEDGY.com or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, great idea, 855-993-7569. Lee, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Thank you, Dr. Joy Brown. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Well, thank you. How am I going to help?
Cheese and bread.
That's a good one.
I live in the Virgin Islands. And that's one of our favorite sayings is cheese and bread, man.
And that means, oh, my goodness.
Oh, whatever you want it to mean.
Cheese and bread. That's cheese pretty cool.
Yeah.
I suppose you could, look, I suppose when you think about it, you could make it anything, right? You could do chocolate,
exactly.
Right?
Yes.
Gordon Bennett. Yeah.
Very good. I enjoy hearing your show. I don't get to listen as often as I like, but you do come in here on Radio 1 out of St. Thomas, and it's very nice to hear your voice.
Well, thank you, Lee. Thank you for calling. And so cheese and bread is mostly negative or surprise, or give me a little bit of a context here.
Well, all of the above. That's it. It's
okay. It's like aloha, right?
Sort of, yes. When you want something done, you know, and it's not quite right, you know, you just, you know, cheese and bread, man. Come on, let's get it right.
Okay, I like cheese and bread. Okay, fair enough. You know, I'm adding these. The thing is, it's giving us a way to be creative, and you know, I think if you have to think about for a minute what your swear is, it probably is going to calm you down a little bit as well. Cheese and bread, mon. Do you have to add the mon? It sounds like you kind of do.
It's wise if you do, yes.
All right, I'll do that. I'll sort of add that to my repertoire. Cheese and bread, mon.
Very good.
Thank you,
Marie. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Well, you guys are just great about this. You know, when I put this up, I thought, oh, great, this is all I need. This is the end of my career. People coming up and swearing on my program. But you guys are great. All right, Manny, let's figure out cheese and bread, mon is kind of cool, huh? Don't you kind of like that?
That's a new one. I've never
heard
that. That's
a good one. I haven't heard that either.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And it sounds, you know, it has just enough island flavor to it to be kind of interesting, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what else? You could hear Bob Marley say that, right? Cheese and bread, mon. I don't know. I think he had a little more colorful. Probably do brie and baguette or something. You could do that. You know that croissant basically means toast, but nevertheless, keep going.
Ella says, when we were little, my friend Deborah made up the word shoebone. I guess I used it frequently for a while when the kids were young, because one day I heard my husband say it. These things are catching.
Yep. Shoebone. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose the point being that you can make it anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you could make it tonsillectomy. That's kind of a cool one. I mean, that sounds really obscene. I think tonsillectomy. I think I'm going to try doing this. I'm going to try substituting sort of my prosaic, not very nice statements of frustration into something a little more colorful and see if that doesn't, if nothing else, it'll probably make me giggle a little bit more. I'm going to try it. I guess that was kind of the point. It was also, I just, you know, it seems like a fun thing to do. All right, keep going.
John just says, dag nabbit.
Yeah, dag nabbit's pretty common,
mm-hmm.
but kind of cute, yeah. Now, I guess one of my questions is, the folks that have kind of the vanilla swear words, do you actually use some of the, do you use some of the bigger, nastier ones when you're really frustrated or not? Maybe not. I think part of it is swearing becomes habitual. And so if you can substitute something for something else, it probably would work. But maybe not. I mean, maybe there are small swears. And I guess that's part of the problem about basically the seven is it doesn't, and most of us don't use all seven. Right?
Right.
So basically we use like maybe the top three or something, which means that you're using those words a lot for a wide variation of frustrations and angers, right? And exasperations. So if we can substitute something a bit more creative, just think of how much more colorful our lives will be. I guess it depends on how much you swear, huh?
Yeah.
Nothing else, it'll sort of surprise people around you. Which is not necessarily bad.
Right.
All right, keep going.
Marguerite says, oofta.
Oofta.
Yeah, that's a normal.
That's like Scandinavian or something, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, oofta.
And my first radio job out of college was in northern Minnesota, and I heard that word, heard that term used quite often.
Does it mean anything in particular? Probably, like, damn.
It's just kind of a way of saying
frustration.
Yeah, just like... Like, oh my goodness, or
yeah,
good grief type of thing. Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good grief, the Peanuts one.
Mm-hmm.
Good grief. Okay. I mean, good grief, oofta has, for some reason, I guess, the more sort of energy you have behind it. Although cheese and bread doesn't really have any sort of, I can't remember what they're called. There's called certain words where you have to have a lot of breath behind it. They're not sibilants. Sibilants is S's. But there's a word that describes where you have to go, whoa. I can't remember what it is, from Speech Therapy 101. Okay, keep going.
Aurora says, Sugarfoot, hot fudge. Can you tell I have a sweet tooth?
Yes, I can. And it's a shame that we're using all these these sweet words to describe less than sweet emotions. Hot fudge. I said hot damn. But I've also...
I have sometimes, too.
Yeah, hot damn. Hot damn is awfully close. It's kind of the twin to the F-bomb that says, you know, blank A, Bubba. And that's a very southern term, which the A, Bubba you can do, but the first part of it, you get more trouble than it's worth. And I've sort of blurted that out occasionally, just in surprise. And then you have to go, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I don't even know where that came from. I mean, it's obviously southern, but I don't know more than that. And probably it's not worth investigating. Although over the weekend we drove, this is something about country living that I'd forgotten. After I went to the Elks dinner, you know, with the band and everything, someone said he wanted to go out for ice cream. And believe it or not, they did not have any dessert. I was going to bribe somebody to give me a brownie, but I thought, you know, given the fact that I'm a guest in a strange state, maybe this is not a very good idea. And enough people knew who I was that, you know, it'll just, you know, you have to behave if people actually know who you are. Or you have to behave more or less. You can't at least pretend that you're being anonymous, because it doesn't turn out well. So they said, you want to go get some ice cream? And I thought, sure. Not understanding that we drove 45 minutes each direction to get some ice cream. You know, Baskin Robbins, you know, whatever. But it was actually very good ice cream. It was called Something Valley. What was it called? Something Valley. And it was the best pistachio ice cream. And it comes, I mean, it was fantastic ice cream. It was a serious amount of mosquitoes. And what I would have added to the establishment, I decided if I were ever going to go into to a business arrangement, that what I would do is just be at that particular place, which was, I guess, halfway up from the shore as well, because it was a Saturday night, and there was a line. I mean, it's out in the middle of nowhere, and there were probably 200 people there. And all ordering ice cream. It's the only thing they had. You could have sundaes, or you could have cones, or you could have whatever. And you know, 15 different kinds of ice cream and whipped cream. And they had the macerated cherries and whatever. What I would do is I would just run a hose and charge 5 cents for people to wash their hands. Because you had ice cream all over you. So, all right, keep going. Hot fudge.
Vicky says, my sister always says, shishizamagoo, not a swear word, as it is one word. We like...
I think you can have one word swears. I mean, think of our favorite word. It's one word and four letters.
She says, we also like frig, and my mother-in-law insists this is swearing. What do you think, Dr. Joy?
I'm not taking on your mother-in-law. Well, friggin' is... In Brits tend to use it a bit more, and it's obviously a substitution for our favorite F word. So, and it turns out, for example, the word bloody in English doesn't really mean anything. In Britain, it's a serious swear. So you have to, context matters. But, you know, if it makes your mother-in-law upset, then use, what was the word she used? Shisha?
Shishizamagoo.
Well, sheesh, I think, comes close. I've heard sheesh before.
Yeah.
Which is obviously sort of a watered down of the second favorite four-letter word for everybody.
Let's see,
it's your favorite.
Yeah, my favorite, yeah.
Your favorite, my second
favorite.
That's
the one I probably use the most frequently when I'm not on the air.
Yeah, I tend not to use that. Those two are not my go-tos. My go-to is, well, we've already discussed my go-to. It probably doesn't do my reputation a whole lot of good to keep going back to it. Sheesh. Cheese and bread. Cheese and crackers I've heard before, too. That, it occurs to me, I've heard that cheese and crackers is kind of a dismissive term. But I like cheese and bread, Mon. I still like Gordon Bennett the best. Gordon, you my new guy. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're also talking about your vocabulary today. And you guys have done your usual fantastic job. I said, okay, what's your favorite swear that, and you can't be obscene, all right? And you guys have done a fantastic job. I'm learning all sorts of new swear words that, who knew? I mean, I as I said, my favorite still is Gordon Bennett. I actually know somebody whose name is Becky Bennett. That would work for me, too. Although she's actually a person that I know if she hears me, she'll say, you know, what are you doing? Fair enough. All right, let's see. I'm just trying to think of all the people I know whose name I could just. But apparently Gordon Bennett is a real swear, which I just love. Horace Greeley. That one works, too, don't you think? Eleanor Roosevelt. I don't know. We could. Alva Edison. Alva's not bad. Thomas Alva Edison. T A E. All right, keep going. Robert Louis Stevenson, keep going. This is endless, isn't it? All right, keep going. Gordon Bennett.
Well, it kind of makes me think about how, you know, when you're a kid and you're in trouble and your parents say your full name.
Yeah.
You know, it like is. That in some ways is kind of feels like they're swearing at you because like
it does because they're angry with you.
Yeah, yeah. Like when I was in trouble, my mom would, you know, when I was a kid, my mom would say Emmanuel Lee Hill, you know, and then yeah.
I like that. Emmanuel Lee Hill. Many Hill. Emmanuel Lee. I mean, that because the L in Emmanuel goes right into the Lee. Emmanuel Lee. No, there are possibilities here. See, my mother had a very hard time with swearing at me because my name has got exactly three letters, right? Joy. I mean, I mean, I swear to you, when she was mad at me, it sounded like it had 14 letters, but I don't know. My kid, when she was mad at me, was Mom, which has had 14 letters. I don't know. But Joy, my mother actually, please don't do this, folks. She would call me, when she liked me, which was occasionally, she would call me Joy G, which is horrible. I mean, and she's the one who named me. I mean, my real name is Joy. It was never Joyce. What can I tell you? All right, Rebecca, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Rebecca.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I guess I'll give you some background first.
Okay.
My son was having a family barbecue get-together.
Okay.
And I went along with my 19-year-old son.
Okay.
And there were other families there with younger children. And we went home, and we had a really good time. And then a couple days later, my son came to me and had told me that one of my friends had been sending him naked pictures.
How old is one of your friends?
She's 37.
Oh, dear. And your son's 19?
19. And he showed me the picture. She's, I don't know how to say this nicely, probably 300 pounds.
Well, it's good that she's self-confident, I suppose. Kind of misguided, but self-confident. Wow.
So he told her, like, he wasn't interested, and then she would still send pictures. And she would say, don't tell your mom. So I feel really weird. For the last few girls' nights that I was supposed to go to, which she would be at, I canceled just because I feel very uncomfortable.
All right, well, here's a possible solution. Have your son forward the picture to you. You send it back. You then forward it to her saying, I can't believe it. Somebody has obviously gotten hold of your phone and is forwarding your pictures. I'm not sure how I got this.
That's a good idea.
Don't you love that? Yeah.
Yeah.
But first of all,
got her stopped by saying he was going to send the pictures to her husband.
Well, no, that doesn't make any sense. But, I mean, have him forward it to you. You forward it to her saying, you know, it's one of the, actually, that it used to be, if you got a really nasty letter from somebody, what you would do is say, somebody got a hold of your email address or somebody is sending out these stupid letters under your signature and I was sure you'd want to know. It stops people in their tracks. Because, first of all, it's borderline sexual harassment. I mean, it's dumb, and there's certainly some possibility somebody else is sending them. I mean, there's a story, I don't know, the story made the newspapers, I suppose, this weekend because Amy Schumer's got a new movie out, and supposedly she picked up Katie Couric's cell phone, which did not have a password lock on it, and sent an email to her to Katie Couric's husband saying, do you want to have anal sex tonight? So, I mean, it's possible that this is, you know, that this is something else. But I think the way to stop it in its tracks, and then she has to deal with you about it. I suppose you have to deal with her about it. So have your son forward it to you. You forward it to her, and just say, you know, I don't know how this came to me. Somebody obviously got a hold of your cell phone, and I just thought you'd want to know. Gordon Bennett. All right, so that's the solution to that. It really does work if somebody sends you a really stupid email. or send you a really, you know, nasty personal letter of just saying, you know, I know you'd want to know that somebody is sending out these stupid letters under your signature or under your email. Somebody's obviously hacked your email. And it will stop them in their tracks because, you know, what's the point about being stupid unless you can show it? But what you want to do is you don't have to lecture somebody about it or have them say, well, I was just kidding. So just, you know, forward it back to them and be, you know, incredibly naive of, oh, gee, you know, I didn't, somebody's doing this and I'm sure you'd want to know about it. It'll stop it. Right, S. What else?
Let's see here. I lost my place on the line here.
Oh, no. Gordon Bennett.
continuing on with Marie. Marie says beans.
Yeah, I've heard cool beans, but I think cool beans means something else. Cool beans means
something.
Yay. Yeah.
Like sounds good or.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have one person that says, calling someone a liberal or a conservative, a Republican or a Democrat.
Yeah, depending. You liberal you, you Democrat. Yeah, exactly. Got it.
Gene says.
Yeah, I actually read an article that said, when did liberal become a swear word?
Gene says, crab apples. It's much funnier when my 2-year-old parrot uses this word than just about any other alternative.
Crabapple?
Crabapple.
I kind of like that. You know, I think swear words that have more than one syllable work better, although, I mean, you can see the difference between the F-bomb and the F-bomb A, Bubba. I mean, you know, probably stop doing that. People are going to say, stop that. All right, I'll stop that.
Pete says, I remember Joan Rivers saying it's easy to catch the F-bomb on radio delay, but not the old crap that comes after it. My mother told me my first word was shucks. The rest is history.
Yeah, shucks is pretty close. I mean, you have to be really careful about intonation sometimes. All right, 855-993-7569. If you want to add to our list, just go to Facebook. It's Dr. Joy Brown, I think, what, Facebook show? Whatever. You know how to do it. Go to drjoy.com. It'll be there. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.